Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I could come here naked without any constitution, and I know I can say what I want to say.
There's always that point where you come into a place and people engage you.
God came knocking on my door disguised as an angry mob.
His day will come. You will not be successful.
The Biden cages where they temporarily detain these folks, I've been to them.
A beer and a personal pan pizza at home with his wife.
Welcome back. All right, Mr. Cotter is back. Thank you, Carl. How are you?
Welcome back.
I appreciate that. Denise, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm relaxed. I'm a little tired from driving about 10 hours yesterday to get to home. But I mean, I got home just in time.
Oh, good.
Kind of cut it close. But thank you very much, and glad to be back. Glad to be back on the air. Thanks to Ryan and Mike for filling in. I understand that this is not rocket science, but when you take 8 straight days off, you have to find competent people to come in and fill in for you.
Well, so, Mike and Ryan did a nice job.
I appreciate them biting the bullet because let's face it, working this shift is not easy for people that have who don't normally do it. Wrecker's got a better idea what that's like than most because he worked overnights for so many years. But I do appreciate that. It's fantastic, and it was good. It was good to have the time just to kind of unplug. I think I sent a picture out last week, sitting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, or Jackson, Wyoming, which is on the edge of Jackson Hole, having a cold beer. There were vast stretches of time the past 12 days, 13 days, if you include the weekends. Right. No cell service at all. I mean, there was just nothing.
That's great. Everyone needs that.
It was my 13-year-old daughter's worst nightmare. She said, how long are we going to be without any service? I'm like... We don't know because sometimes you'd even get near a town and there would still be either very little or very spotty cell service because you're way up in the mountains. We were at Glacier National Park and we eventually made it through Yellowstone to Teton National Park. And you drive. They call that Big Sky Country. And I just have to tell you, if you've never been out there, the first day we left Grand Teton National Park on Tuesday morning, we drove for 14 hours and only got across 2 states. I just want you to let that soak in. I don't know. Is Sue available to us this morning? Is she in there?
She's right there.
Hey, Sue.
That is really cool, Mark.
It's amazing.
Those pictures you sent were incredible.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Just gorgeous.
If you've never been out there, I know it's a haul if you drive it. Trust me, because I've driven it now a couple times. It reopens your eyes to how great this country is and how beautiful it is and how freaking huge it is as you're driving.
That's awesome.
For miles and miles and miles and just some beautiful territory. Went to a rodeo again. Last year when I was out there, I went to a rodeo. God bless these people. I just have to tell you, they know how to do it right. I'm watching 6-year-old kids riding horses in these barrel races trying to rope these little horses, which was funny because they're just trying to imitate mom and dad who were out there doing it. And watching grown men wrestle a steer to the ground is awe-inspiring, because if they can do that, then nothing that's facing you today should be that challenging. That's just kind of where that's kind of what the attitude I came back with from being up there. So fantastic trip. Thanks for everyone who filled in. In the meantime, you know, I don't know. I leave for a couple of days and I come back and my damn taxes have gone up.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Come on. What's
going
on here?
In a year where they're going to have much more money from people, you know, just because property values are up, we're going to pay more in property tax anyway. Right. But they needed more, Mark. Yeah.
That wasn't enough.
They needed more. But I have a question. This clearly didn't get addressed in the ballot language. When Joe and Nancy and Chuck make all of this local community college crap free, do we get a refund?
I'm sure we do. Gosh, that sounds logical. The
it
whole
does.
Thing makes sense.
I mean, that just seems logical to me, because that's what they'll try to do again before the midterms this year. You see that coming like a freight train. They may even try to include it in this next multi-trillion-dollar reconciliation bill that we got coming up. It's nice to be unplugged for a while, and then I come back to reality. Smacks you in the face. Your taxes are higher. Your gas prices are higher. I have to tell you. So I understand supply and demand. I appreciate it. I'm a capitalist. I'm in the middle of Wyoming. Seriously, in the middle of nowhere. We'd driven for an hour and hadn't seen a gas station. Finally come up on one. Let me tell you what they wanted for 1 gallon of diesel fuel. Almost $5.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
A gallon.
Gouge.
Wow.
It was
wow.
$4.89 or something like that. Now, fortunately, I had enough gas. I didn't have to pay those extortionist prices. But there are people in the country who are paying that.
Okay, Mark, here's what I don't really get. I'm not a diesel fuel person. I don't have any idea. Is it higher or lower than regular gas?
If you can use the Gas Buddy app and you can find it for about the same price as regular unleaded, most places price it 10 to 20 cents a gallon higher than regular unleaded.
So regular would have been in the fours?
Yeah. Regular unleaded gas was $4
a
gallon. It was nuts.
Wow.
It was nuts in some places. And then, you know, on the way back, I get it for $3.05 somewhere along the interstate in Kansas. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, because there's one every mile.
There's no competition. All right, we got a great show for you today, by the way. Great to be back in the saddle. We're going to get Tanya Powers coming up here. Get this. There's been all this focus on the COVID cases, the breakthrough cases. Love what Ron DeSantis said yesterday. And we're going to get back to more on that here in a minute. The question for a lot of people, the reason they would tell you they've not gotten the vaccine is that it still is experimental. It has only an emergency use authorization. That excuse may be about to go away. And how do you feel about that? But next month sometime, the FDA could end up giving full approval for this vaccine. I think that's a little quick, in my opinion. But we're going to talk to Tanya J. Powers coming up at the top of the hour about how in the world that's even possible. We got Tom Ackerman in here. He got to meet Jack Nicklaus the other day, which is really cool. We're going to talk to him about that and the Cardinals' woes. Senator Jim Talent, Grant Stinchfield from Newsmax is back. We're going to get him at about 7:35. And then a Senate candidate, Mark McCloskey. If you didn't hear Cori Bush go sideways on him yesterday because Governor Parson, true to his word, pardoned the McCloskeys, as he well should have. It was on this very morning show when the governor first told us he would pardon Mark McCloskey, if indeed he ended up being charged or convicted in this case, I should say. And he followed through on that yesterday. So we're going to talk to Mark McCloskey about that at about 8 o'clock, 8:20 this morning. And then we were going to get Tim Fitch on here from County Council to figure out what in the world is going on with Sam Page and the question over the mandate in the county. I've talked too long. Let me get to a quick break. 314-241-9797.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mark McCloskey is an absolute liar. He has spat on my name, and because of that, his day will come. You will not be successful in all that you're trying to do when you are hurting the very people that are out trying to save lives. Nothing good comes from that. And he can try it, but I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
Cori Bush there, blasting Mark McCloskey on, of course, where else? You want to guess where that aired yesterday? Breonna Keeler in CNN. Glad to have the congresswoman who's working so hard for people who are being forced to be evicted because we're now in we've once again resumed one of the greatest economies in the history of the United States. Half the restaurants I went to in my vacation, you had to wait in line to get in because they didn't have enough staff to run the restaurants. There are more jobs than there are people looking for jobs, apparently, because, well, why would you work if they're giving away money? And in the middle of all of that, we got Cori Bush camped out in the Capitol because she's so upset about people being evicted because of COVID. They're going to lose their homes because of COVID. Well, why aren't they working? Why aren't they working getting one of these many jobs that are available to pay their damn rent? That's my question for her. But she's mad that the governor followed through on his promise to pardon Mark and Patricia McCloskey. That's what she's mad about. She went so far as to say the governor needs to focus on the real problem, and he's hurting all these people. Who's he hurting by pardoning the McCloskeys? The McCloskeys stood in their front yard in a full, proud display of their Second Amendment rights and their Castle Doctrine rights to keep a horde of protesters off their property, private property. Maybe you don't live on a gated street. It doesn't matter. If a horde of people walked up my street and stood in front of my house and started telling me which room they planned to occupy in my house, there's a good chance I'd be sitting on my front porch with my AR-15 too. That is before I lost it in a boating accident. But you know what I'm talking about. Hypothetically, if I had an AR-15, I would sit on my front porch and warn people to stop where they are and not to come onto my personal quarter acre of the earth. They want to make this out to be, oh, some rich guy, flaunting this and threatening all this peaceful crowd. That, by the way, the day before he had watched a riot and loot downtown St. Louis. So, first of all, kudos to Governor Parson for following through on his promise. We're going to get Mark McCloskey on here later this morning. Here's my question for him. Now, I know he didn't, for all I know, he spoke to the governor personally, but and the governor made it pretty clear that if the McCloskeys got convicted of anything, he was going to pardon them. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. He said it on this program. I'm not sure I, in that situation, would have pleaded guilty to anything, much less a reduced charge, and then have to surrender my weapon. If I knew the governor was going to pardon me at the end of the whole thing. Now, maybe Mark McCloskey was concerned that he didn't have that ironclad guarantee that the governor would do that. And in the system that is criminal justice in St. Louis right now, he would have had a jury hand-selected by Kim Gardner and her minions who would have done everything in their power, even though she wasn't in charge of his trial, to try to convict him of a felony, which would have prevented him from holding a U.S. Senate seat and owning weapons in the future. Maybe he just chose not to risk that. But if I knew I had a pocket pardon from the governor, he had to give up that weapon. They were destroyed. The city of St. Louis destroyed his weapons, even though he pleaded guilty to a much lesser charge than the original charge. It's insanity. Anyway, Mark McCloskey is going to join us at about 8:20 this morning. Stay tuned for that. We'll be back. We're going to give away some Hank Williams Jr. tickets coming up. Little Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Wolfgang Van Halen for you there. Mammoth WVH is officially on tour right now with the Guns N' Roses. And about 1 month from now, I'm going to that concert, and I can't wait to see this guy live. Yes.
They're touring by themselves, too.
Travel all the way to Indianapolis to see them, which is a shame.
They're going to be in Louisville just themselves.
I know, but I'm meeting a friend halfway, and we're going to go watch them in Indy. So I'm very excited about that, but that'll be good. I mean, first of all, GNR is awesome because I saw them a couple years ago, and they were here. I didn't expect it. It's probably one of my top five best concerts I've ever seen. Fantastic. That didn't take a breath. For 2.5 hours over here in St. Louis at the Dome. It was an awesome concert. And then I get to see Wolfgang Van Halen's band first warming up for them. So it's going to be a great night. Can't wait for that. That's going to be fantastic. You know, I'm going to get back to this Cori Bush thing here in a minute about Mark McCloskey, because it really baffles me, this eviction moratorium baffles me. First of all, I thought the Supreme Court cleared this up, that the CDC doesn't have the authority to force something like this. And yet they've stepped in and done it again at the direction of the White House. So what we need is a corrective slap on the cheek by the Supreme Court to remind them that they just issued a ruling saying, we won't end the one that's happening now, but you can't renew it. You don't have the authority to do this. I disagreed that they should have ended it then. They didn't. But now that it's expired, they shouldn't be able to start it up again. This is nonsense. There aren't millions of people getting ready to be thrown onto the street, as Cori Bush would tell you. CNN gave her that platform yesterday, which is what I played for you a few minutes ago, where it sounded to me like, threatened Mark McCloskey. I don't know how you get around that, because you don't make statements like this unless you are planning to, I don't know, bring legal action or try to change laws or whatever your goal is in the evil plans of Cori Bush. Listen again to what she said about Mark McCloskey in this bite. Go to cut five.
Mark McCloskey is an absolute liar. He has spat on my name. And because of that, his day will come. You will not be successful in all that you're trying to do.
Okay,
when
stop,
you are.
Stop, stop. His day will come. What's she talking about? His judgment day? when he goes to the great Second Amendment platform in the sky. I don't know what is she talking about. His day will come. Mark McCloskey, I'd like to remind Congresswoman Cori Bush, was sitting in his backyard, grilling and eating a hot dog, which put mustard on his shirt, when a horde of protesters broke down a gate on a private street and broached his property. I haven't seen a single trespassing charge brought against any of these people. Why? Ask yourself that. Why is Mark McCloskey the bad guy here? How does Cori Bush get away with making him the bad guy? The people that trespassed on his property were the bad guys. I'm a big First Amendment person, just like I'm a big Second Amendment person. Go stand on the sidewalk outside of the private street and protest all you want as long as you don't get violent. Go for it. But the minute they broke that gate down and walked onto a private street on property that Mark McCloskey believed belonged to him, they violated the law. Not a single one of them was charged. But they cooked up charges against the McCloskeys. And Cori Bush is angry that he, first of all, probably angry that he pleaded to a lesser offense than what they tried to get him for. And angrier that the governor of the state of Missouri pardoned him. Listen to what she said about Governor Mike Parson. Go to cut six.
Do something. Actually show up and be the governor of all the people of Missouri. Not just those that follow your type of politics that actually hurt black people, that actually hurt brown people, that actually hurt people who are unhoused, that actually hurt our LGBTQ community, that actually hurt people who are of the Muslim faith, people who are struggling in this country, and people that are burdened differently than you. Stand up and be the governor of everybody. It's ridiculous.
Is she insane? I'm just asking for a friend. What of Mike Parson's policies have hurt people in the LGBTQXYZ community? I'm just wondering. What of Mike Parson's policies have hurt people in the Muslim community? Anybody got an answer to that? What of Mike Parson's policies hurts people in the black community? What in the hell is she talking about? And did you hear the new politically correct phrase she threw in there, because of course she camped out on the steps of the Capitol. She was roughing it for a couple of days. Unhoused. All these people are unhoused. Remember in America the days when if you didn't pay your rent or you didn't pay your mortgage, you got physically removed from your property. The reason you didn't pay your rent or didn't pay your mortgage is irrelevant. It's irrelevant to the bank, and it's certainly irrelevant to the landlord. Those were the days. Now we moved into a world where you don't need an excuse. You can squat on somebody else's private property for as long as you want. Somehow, we've lost focus in this country, and the laws have been switched over the years to where the illegal squatter or the tenant living in your property has more rights than the homeowner. How in the hell did that happen? There's a false message that's being spread about this whole issue across America, the eviction moratorium, that, and the left is, and the media particularly, are all in bed on this. These evil landlords, these mean landlords, these awful rich people, they want to probably just hint that they're all evil white Anglo-Saxon Protestant landowners who want to unhouse people. They're all rich, and they're looking down at these poor people. Do you know the vast majority of people that own rental property own one, two, three, four houses that they've worked their butt off to secure mortgages on, to try to make a little extra stream of income on the side from their day job? That's what the majority of these people are who own homes. These are not massive corporations. Sure, there are a few individuals that own probably hundreds of homes. I don't know who they are. I'm sure there's some here in the greater St. Louis area. But that doesn't describe the majority of them. What these criminals in Washington, D.C. have done, and I count the Biden administration among that description, and Cori Bush and Chuck Schumer and the people leading the CDC and all of them that cooked up this crankshaft idea that you can allow somebody to live somewhere without paying rent, because if they get kicked out of there, they won't have anywhere to go. That somehow COVID caused them to stop paying their rent. Hell, there are people sitting at home getting $600 more a week than they would have before in unemployment benefits. Not in every state. I understand that. They're getting paid to not go to work. There are jobs that employers can't fill. But we're worried that people, it's COVID that's causing people to not be able to pay their bills. That is crap, and it's a lie. And Cori Bush is pushing that lie. And she's angry with Mike Parson and anybody else who disagrees with her worldview on that. I agree with Senator John Kennedy and the way he described it. He thinks it's unconstitutional. And I think he's absolutely right. Go to cut one, please.
Well, I think it is unconstitutional. That's never stopped the permanent Washington types from doing something. But I do think it's unconstitutional. And I think it's unwise. I don't want anybody to have to lose their home. But look, it's time that we rejoin the world. And we have spent, we meaning the Congress, about $4.7 trillion helping the American people recover from the coronavirus. Our economy is clearly recovering. In my state, we sent Louisiana $550 million to help people with rental assistance. We've only spent 50. So that tells me there's not a big need there.
So here's the carrot at the end of the stick that I found out about the other day. If you are, so they made landlord assistance available and they made renters assistance available. So the people who supposedly can't pay their rent could apply for federal funds, and landlords could allegedly apply for federal funds. Here's the deal, right? Because if you're a landlord, you still have to pay your mortgage to the bank, whether the scumbag living in your house that's not paying you is paying you the rent or not, right? Somebody called me the other day and explained to me that when you go to file for an eviction, who knows when it'll ever be carried out, when you go to file for an eviction, you have to sign a piece of paper certifying that you as a landlord never received a dime of federal relief money, or you're not allowed to evict them. If you got one dime from the federal government to try to cover your own mortgage on a piece of property, a rental property that you had, you cannot evict the person living there because you receive federal money to keep paying the mortgage. It's the biggest bunch of garbage you've ever heard. And John Kennedy's right. The establishment in Washington cooked up this crap. We'll be back in just a minute. May give away a couple of tickets. Don't call yet to Hank Williams Jr. We'll be right back. Little Hank Williams Jr. It's going to be awesome. He's going to be out at the Family Arena St. Charles on August 14th, coming up just a couple days after I see Sammy Hagar, in fact. Mm-hmm. Carl, I am going to see him. You know that, right?
I might have some Sammy Hagar news for you that I cannot tell you.
Oh, great, great. Because I have to travel out of town to see him right now, which irritates me.
That might not be
anyway,
the case.
Let me do this. Why don't we give away a pair of tickets to caller number 9. How about caller number 9 at 314-241-9797? You can go see Hank Jr. at the Family Arena with all of his friends on August 14th. And we are thrilled that we were able to give away tickets. We'll give away another pair tomorrow, so be sure and stay tuned for that. I hope I'm not the little spoiler alert here. If you are planning to watch the Olympics tonight, and I want to be very careful about how I state this. I love America. I really do. I always want to see us win every gold medal at every Olympics, except in women's soccer. I didn't shed a tear that they lost a couple of games, lost the opportunity to win the gold. And this morning, we just found out that they won bronze. And nobody, everybody knew they weren't going to win gold.
Spoiler.
Everybody
told
knew.
You.
Everybody knew they weren't going to win gold. But I am happy, and this is another reason that I so strongly dislike, and I'm choosing my words carefully, this Megan Rapinoe. She has, by dragging her political BS into the Olympics, has caused me to root against an American team in the United States Olympics. I can't help it. The only reason I'm happy they're not on the gold medal stand is that I don't have to watch her disrespect the United States of America during the national anthem, which they play for the gold medal winner at the Olympics. And now we don't have to worry about that because it'll be somebody else. It's sad that we're in that situation these days, but that's just how I feel about it. Hey, coming up, is the FDA about to give full approval to the COVID vaccine? We'll check in with Tanya Powers from Fox News Radio coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.